Hey, who did that? Who touched lovable Leslie's hooter?
I did, Mr. Phillips. I was bored.
Well, really, Commander Murray, so that's no reason to go around touching other people's hooters.
Gentlemen, I would ask you to cast your eyes around Portsmouth Harbour and tell me what you see.
Yes. Quite a lot of water. And a crane or two.
And an engine driver oiling his piston. Before he has a quick shunt.
Exactly. The only ship of the entire home fleet in sight is Troutbridge. The rest of them are all out on a NATO exercise, proving their worth.
Yeah, good luck to them. Yeah, I'm hoping to prove my worth tonight. Yeah, with the barmaid at the Popple's Head. Colossal cleavage clearer.
Just for once, Chief, try to put your mind above such things. Don't you realise that because of this embarrassing situation, with Troutbridge being ignored, it can only mean one thing. We are regarded as inefficient. And we all know whose fault that is. Don't we?
No.
I think he means you, Mr. Phillips.
Precisely, Chief. Our navigational nana. Thanks to ludicrous Leslie, it can only be a matter of time before Troutbridge is broken up and turned into non-stick saucepans. And I've lost my command.
Oh, hello. I'm glad I found you in. Admiring the view, are you? Lonely, isn't it?
That'll do, Goldstein. What do you want?
Nothing. But Captain Povey does. He wants you, sir, and your well-known navigation officer in his office, a bit sharpish. And I wouldn't hang about, because he was in a rotten mood when he gave me the message.
And furthermore, your omission from the exercise, followed by the imminent and ominous visit by a high-ranking officer from Whitehall, can only mean one thing. Can't it? S. Murray, Esquire.
What did I tell you, Mr. Phillips?
I'm on my way out. Pension gone, the lot. And all because you can't navigate.
Who can't navigate?
You can't.
Oh, yes, I can. And I can prove it. I did 3 years on the course at Dartmouth, and I passed out with flying colours at Biggin Hill.
Biggin Hill? That's an RAF station.
There you are, then. That settles it. I can navigate on the sea, or in the air, or anywhere you want.
Rubbish! I had a feeling this was going to be one of Henry Povey's good days.
Vice Admiral and Mrs. Burwasher, sir, with their son, picnic baskets, and deck chairs to see.
What's that? What's that? I don't remember having a son called Picnic Baskets. Burwasher, that's her name, yes. She's got it wrong. No, she hasn't. She's introducing you, Hetty, and our son, Picnic Basket. Pull yourself together, Burwasher, pull yourself together. Now, come along, say something. Yes, all right, I will. But what? Think, man, think. And there must be something you can say. Yes. Yes, got it. Good morning.
Good morning, Vice Admiral and Mrs. Burwasher.
Good morning. Brilliant, Burwasher, brilliant. Yes. That should hold them for a bit. Yes. Not for long, but it'll give you a breather. Yes.
Perhaps you won't. Perhaps you'd like to put your picnic basket and deck chairs down over there, Mrs. Burwasher.
Mrs. Burwasher? Hang on, Hetty. That's your name. He's got it wrong. No, he hasn't. He's talking to you, you fool. Now, come on. Use your initiative. I mean, say something. Yes, but what? I got it. Isn't it? I mean, especially for the time of year. Yes, well, that should hold them for a bit. Not long, but it should give me a breather.
Bobby, when are we going on the beach?
done, Hetty. My word, my arms are aching. Are they? Yes, they are. Then why don't you put your picnic basket and deck chairs down over there? Yes, well, thank you. I will.
Well, sir, I presume Commander Murray's court-martial and inevitable dismissal from the service are the reasons for your visit to this neck of the woods?
Do you indeed, yes. Woods. The woods are full of trees, and we're on our way to the beach. You don't have trees on beaches, do you?
No, of course you do.
There you are, then. Just as I thought. Baldy is a complete fool. Watch it. They're all staring at you. Yes. Come on. Now, say something.
Good morning.
Good morning, dear. Funny. Could have sworn we said that before.
Daddy, I want a shark eye.
Be quiet, picnic basket.
Vice Admiral Bowwasher, sir, could we please have your attention?
Yes, indeed. Help yourself any time, yes. But don't forget to bring it back when you return.
Return from where?
Antarctica, of course. Antarctica, yes. Antarctica. My word. It'll be jolly cold having a picnic on the beach. Yes. South Sea would have been much better.
You're not going to Antarctica, you idiot.
Aren't I? No, they are. That's a relief. Yes. Give them the sailing orders. Yes. Good thought. Yes. Here are your sailing orders.
Bobby, can I blow up the beach ball now?
But where are these sailing orders?
That's a good question. Yes. Where on earth did you put them? Oh, search me. I just did. I just did only found some green stamps stuck to a toffee. Wait. Got it, yes. Hetty's handbag.
Hetty!
Hello, look out, that's my name too.
Oh, dear. Dear, lovely woman, but can't concentrate. Hetty!
Me? Or the other one? Oh, dear, she seems to have gone too.
Mommy! I want to go somewhere bound!
Well, yes, I'll find it. Yes, I'll find them. Yes, here we are. Yes. Now, these are your sailing orders, gentlemen. Now, listen carefully, as I'm going to read them only once. Yes. Better take something for that.
Yes, I will.
Yes, right. Yes, now, here goes. Yes, sir. Operation Radar Relief Operator for Station 1, 50 Antarctica. HMS Trackbridge will sail immediately in order to transfer command of her. For Lieutenant sailing from Man. Yes. whose period of duty has expired, and the 13th, if not sooner. Signed, and bar. Yes. Well, now that all seems perfectly straightforward. So bon voyage.
I didn't understand.
I can't stop now. Due to meet the wife of what's-his-name on the beach. Yes. Could I borrow this picnic basket? Funny, seem to have heard that name before. Can't put a face to it. Have a good trip. Cheerio.
Well, please yourselves. I can only say that you're both very easily satisfied. I wouldn't trust a computer to steer us on an accurate course in this snow and ice, particularly when you've got a perfectly able Biggin Hill qualified navigating officer aboard.
All right, Mr. All Air and Water Navigator. What's your theory?
Well, as I see it, which is jolly difficult, because my eyelashes are all iced up, I'd say that according to our bad-tempered computer, ill-bred Fred, we're steering course green 9-0. That means that a stitch in time saves nine. Except that if there's only eight, and then you've dropped one.
Who has?
Ill-bred Fred. And when it comes to navigation, machines don't know everything, Chief. In my opinion, Fred hasn't allowed for the wind.
Pardon?
Exactly. Fred has ordered us to full ahead both. And what computers don't realise is that if we've lost an hour because of summertime in England, and that makes it April in Portugal, which is ridiculous, because that would make it June in January. And such a long, long time from May to December. Whereas I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, which is just as well because it's snowing, and that proves I'm right too. So now is the hour for a touch of the old left hand down a bit.
At last.
Left hand down a bit.
Just a minute, Chief. Before you alter course, I think we'd better ask our computers permission.
Commander Murray, there is a difference between a machine and human flesh. At least I don't go rusty in the salt air. At least people don't have to keep oiling my working parts and tightening up my nuts with a whopping great spanner.
Mr. Phillips, sir, re your last verbosities concerning your working parts and nuts. Supposing I'd said that to you, what would you have said to me?
Oh, nasty.
Precisely, sir.
Mr. Phillips, you don't seem to realise how imperative our mission is. If we don't deliver Commander Weatherby to Station 150 and bring back Lieutenant Thompson, the decoding expert, with his vital findings on the so-called Russian fishing fleet, the entire security of Britain might well be in jeopardy.
All right, all right. There's no need to get your sock suspenders in a twist. I said I'll talk to ill-bred Fred, and I will. Now then. Dear Fred, would you agree that we need a touch of the old left hand down a bit? Love, Les.
So what does Fred's computer call say, Mr. Phillips?
Well, it says, don't interfere. I'm navigating this ship through these icebergs, not you, Les, you idiot. Well, that does it. I'm the one in the peak cap, and I'm taking over. Switch off, ill-bred Fred, and left hand down a bit.
Fred switched off, left hand down a bit, it is, sir.
Mr. Phillips, leave that iceberg alone.
Oh, Mr. Phillips, the condition of your working parts and nuts may be superior to Fred's, but in a probably permanently pulverised Pertwee's opinion, they don't half need an MOT.
Oh, still on your feet then, are you? Offhand, I'd say that was one of your best, Mr. Phillips.
Gosh, thanks.
You know, the cook's cancelled custard tart for pudding, and we're having ice lollies instead.
Goldstein, never mind the Welsh witticisms. Give me a damage report immediately.
Certainly, sir. To the ship, chronic, and to the custard tart, total disaster.
All right, Goldstein. We all know we poked our nose into an iceberg what didn't concern us, and the Mr. Phillips has bunged our dodgy frigate in the deep freeze. So hand over that signal, and I Stedford off out of it.
Delightful. That's the one thing I've always admired about the English. Their oldie-wordy courtesy and charm.
Goldstein, read me that signal immediately.
From Mod, London, to HMS Troutbridge, Antarctica. Urgent. There's been a leak.
Pardon?
Yeah, you know, it surprised me too. I mean, it isn't even St. David's Day. Signal continues. Russians have discovered plan to bring back Lieutenant Thompson from 150. Kidnap plot suspected. Be on red alert.
Aha, Comrade Igor, according to my superior accurate Soviet watch, In exactly 1 hour, give or take 5 minutes, those filthy British capitalist navy swine, Commander Murray and Sub-Lieutenant Phillips, will be taken suddenly dead from an instant intake of our glorious people's superior Soviet bullets.
Perhaps, as we are taking the places of Murray and Phillips, in order to ingeniously kidnap the decoding expert, let us practice our superior Soviet impersonations of Phillips and Murray as taught to us by our Moscow English-speaking school for Russian spies.
I am Murray.
Da.
You are Phillips.
Da.
So Phillips away.
Da.
Hello, you chaps. Gosh. Gorlummy. Sexy swine. Left hand down a bit, comrade.
Oh, not quite right. Not comrade. I mean, as Murray would say, Mr. Phillips, I have noticed that you haven't been quite yourself lately. Have they not, old boy, delivered your children's comic concerning Noddy and Big Eros?
I say, comrade, Commander Murray, this chap always wanted to ask you why your father-in-law, the Admiral's name is Ferfont Bittox.
I am gladdened in my English heart that you inquired as to the reason about that. I hoped it was an accident.
An accident? What sort of an accident, sire?
Well, I always hoped that it was this chap they called a vicar slipped at this ceremony they have called a christening and dropped the Admiral in the font on his bittocks. Font, get it? On his bittocks.
Yes. I mean, no. What was the vicar doing in the font in the first place?
Oh, bless that braces. Now stop practicing your not so good English and steer our superior Russian trawler, Tractor Maiden, after the deck of that English frigate, Trout Bridge, and then we can start the shooting of the officers.
Mr. Phillips!
Bullseye!
Oh! We are here to deliver Commander Weatherby to Station 150 and to relieve Lieutenant Thompson. We're not out here to play snowballs.
Spoil sport.
Now, I should warn you, Commander Weatherby.
Yes, go ahead.
The Russian spies are probably behind us at this very minute with their telescopic rifles trained on our backs.
I see.
Station 150 is about 100 yards ahead. So, if I'm right, you had to go like a bat out of hell to reach the station safely.
No, you can rely on me. Yes.
You're sure you make it?
Yes. May I remind you that when I was at my junior school. I once did a mile in 3 minutes 55 seconds.
Lummy. That's remarkable.
No, not really.
I was on Matron's bike.
Never mind all that, Commander Weatherby. Run for it.
Yes. Rely on me. Let's see. One to be ready. Two to be steady. Three to be... What the hell is the third one? You're absolutely right. Go!
Gosh, his feet didn't even touch the ice.
I hope yours don't either, Mr. Phillips, because you're going in the same direction to bring Lieutenant Thompson back to the ship.
I don't think I feel very well.
Now, you don't worry about it. I shall cover you against those hordes of red revolutionaries and their machine guns, bombs and tanks with my service revolver.
I'd appreciate that.
No, really, it'd be fun. I've never had a chance to fight in anger before.
Right. Leave it to Leslie. I shall be back with Lieutenant Thompson before you can say, hands up. Excuse me, is this Station 150?
Aye.
Are you Lieutenant Thompson, the decoding expert?
No, of course not. No. As you can see by my uniform, I'm Petty Officer Timpson, the cook.
It's all right, you clever chap. You don't have to try to deceive me. I'm one of us. I'm not one of them.
I'm very glad to hear it. That being the case, sir, what can I do for you, sir?
Well, it's jolly urgent.
Yeah, well, it's in the next igloo on the left-hand side.
Well, you don't understand. The enemies are outside, and they want to shoot you.
Oh, but I'm staying in here.
No, don't argue. Just bring your findings with you.
Oh, I don't know whether I can find them, sir. I can bring the egg whisk.
Good, that'll stir things up a bit. Now, we'll take you back to Blighty, Lieutenant Thompson.
But it was a Timpson.
A good man. You keep it up. Keep it up. We can't be too careful.
Well, from what you said, sir, I say you're absolutely right.
Exactly. Follow me.
Well done, Mr. Phillips. Nice to meet you, Lieutenant Thompson, the decoding expert.
No, it's Petty Officer Timpson, the cook, sir, actually.
Good man. Keep it up. Can't be too careful.
Jolly ingenious, isn't it, how top-secret decoding experts' minds work? I mean, who'd suspect that Lieutenant Thompson is in reality a chap called Timpson, pretending to be a cook with a whisk? mean, in a petty officer's uniform, it's very clever. It reminds me of a book I once read called...
Hands up, Commoner.
No, that wasn't it. No. Perhaps it was Diamonds Forever.
No, it wasn't. It was the sequel called Bullets Are for Leslie. Get your hands up.
If you want to save the lives of these men, Lieutenant Thompson, the decoding expert.
A petty officer, Timpson. The cook, sir, actually.
Good man. There is no need to keep it up now, comrade.
No, our orders are to shoot these two filthy capitalist officers. But we will let them leave if you will come back to Moscow with us.
Oh, well, I plan to spend my leave in the Gorbals, actually, but... Well, Moscow will make a change. After you.
Well, Mr. Phillips, I don't know what our... by that, I mean your explanation to Captain Povey is going to be. But may I suggest it had better hold water?
No, that wasn't the title. No, let's recap. It was a tale of intrigue, revenge, suspense, lust, mystery and violence. I've got it. It was Little Women.
Good morning, Heather.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Heather.
Good morning, Leslie.
Goodbye, Heather.
Yeah, stop him, Mr. Phillips.
Chief, come back.
Well, Pertwee prefers to be parked out here on the prongs.
Come back inside, Chief. That's an order.
Good morning, Heather.
Oh, it's a beauty.
Renchason, have they arrived yet?
Yes, they have, Captain Povey. Defense and Victory Medal.
Oh, there's no need to be formal, Renchason. We're ready for our heroes now.
Aye, sir. Captain Povey and the Admiral are ready to see you now. The subject, Antarctica and you.
Come in, gentlemen.
Gentlemen? Hello, it's a big un.
Congratulations, gentlemen. I have just been congratulated personally by the Admiral on the skillful way you executed my brilliant and ingenious Plan B, Operation Substitute.
I told you before you sailed that if you received a signal saying the Russians were after you, you were to substitute Petty Officer Timpson, the cook, for Lieutenant Thompson, the decoding expert, so that the Russians would kidnap the wrong man.
Oh, did you?
Yes, yes. And I must say, with your modest help, my plan worked like a charm.
Oh, and it did, sir.
Yeah.
And we liked the subtle twist when you instructed us to park in the middle of an iceberg, regardless of damage to the ship, which was considerable, and from which you said you'd be responsible.
I did?
Yes, sir. You did.
Povey, you clown, your blasted plan has cost us a fortune.
Povey here.
Lieutenant Thompson speaking, British Antarctic Substation 150.
Oh, good.
Hey. Isn't anybody coming to relieve me? Some twit with three rings called Weatherby has arrived, but I can't understand a word he says. Mind you, the penguins do, because he's standing on an ice floe with his feet together trying to hatch out an egg. And I think he's... it's frozen.